ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a very important question, and that question is related to one of the principal subjects of, you know, religion and religious studies, and that is the subject of God's existence. You know, a lot of objections have been made regarding God's existence. Some of these are epistemological in nature, some of them are philosophical in nature, some of them are scientific, right? And, you know, each of these objections should be answered and approached in a suitable manner, right? In a manner that is suitable to the nature of the objection itself. One of the objections which is often mentioned and by disbelievers and or, you know, people who aren't sure about God's existence is this: that whenever somebody makes an objection to God's existence or encounters a theist and objects to him and makes an objection to God's existence, for example, by way of example, you know, if you encounter a theist and say that if God is all-powerful, if God exists, then he should be an all-powerful being, an all-knowing being. If this is so, right, it is necessary for him to know prior to his creation of his creatures what they will do. And at the same time, and therefore it's necessary for them to act in accordance with the knowledge that God has of their actions. And at the same time, we know that if it's necessary for them to act in this way, then where is their free will, right? They wouldn't have free will. Their actions would be predetermined, and therefore God's punishing them in the hereafter would be unjust, right? So this is a way that, you know, some people object to God's existence in this way, or for there might be other ways as well. These atheists or these agnostics say that whenever we object to God's existence in this way or in other ways, a theist would come up with an answer for it, would justify it in some way by negating or altering their belief, right? That the belief that they had beforehand, right? Right, and they would say that, for example, by way of example, with respect to the objection mentioned, they would say that, for example, God, for example, his power is vertically aligned with, or his knowledge, his pre-knowledge is vertically. It's a different kind of knowledge. It's not the same kind of knowledge that human beings have. You know, it's with respect to things outside them, right? So in some way, they would kind of alter their belief in such a way that the objection wouldn't be capable of being directed towards their belief, right? So these atheists say that, you know, in this situation, it's hard for us to come up with a determined belief of a theist. And therefore, it's so vague, and it's in such a state of flux that you can't actually pinpoint what the theist believes in, right? And makes this belief unjustifiable, or makes it, and consequently makes it, you know, it's incapable of being, you know, justified. Right. So the way that we could possibly answer this objection is by saying this, that all beliefs, every belief is such, right? In the sense that at first hand, when a belief, comes, or when an idea comes in the mind of a person, he begins with a certain set of characteristics about the things he believes in. Slowly, as more objections arise with respect to the thing, he kind of figures out what's wrong with it and comes to, and in the end, after passing through all of these objections and altering it, he comes to a solid belief and a determined belief regarding that thing that he believed in initially in a vague and concise manner. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at an objection to God's existence Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.